Next, Community Connection brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And on a Monday morning, I guess I could say I have the Mim family in this morning. Cassie in for OKM, and of course, your dad, longtime supporter for OK Mozart and OKM. I thank you both for coming in this morning.
Oh, thank you for having us, Charlie.
It's a good day in the neighborhood, and talking about music, well, year-round, really, but we still know you mostly for what you do in June.
Yes. We are so excited about this year coming up, but before we even get to our festival, we have several events coming up in the next month or so. Mm-hmm. This month, January 25th, we have our France Uncorked, which is a wine tasting event.
Looking forward to that one.
So am I. It's going to be really fun. Tickets are limited, so there's only 60 available, and they are just now coming out and already going.
Okay.
So people need to get on that, and they can go to our website at okmmusic.org, or they can always come into our office downtown next to RSU to buy tickets.
I know you're going to, but tell me about the event.
Yeah, of course. It's going to be live French music. We're going to do food tasting along with wine pairing. So we're going to have nice hors d'oeuvres. Our first course is going to be a charcuterie board filled with French bread, such as conte, puff pastry sticks, parmesan herb, madeleines, baguettes, gruyere, gruyere, French cheeses like brie, Saint-André, chevreuil, roquefort, conte, crudités with aioli, strawberry ricotta bruschetta, endives and pear salad, and each course will be paired with two different French wines, and our second course is going to be like a goat cheese and caramelized onion tarts, beef bourguignon and garlic chicken, and our third course is going to be strawberry and or chocolate crepes and assorted French chocolates and fruit tarts. So we're all really excited at the office.
You got me hungry already.
I know, right? It sounds really good. And yeah. And of course, some really amazing French wines. Yeah. And
the French, particularly known for their reds, but they do an amazing job on their whites too. So it
yes.
works both ways.
Good yes.
wine. Yeah.
Very good wine. And then we have another event coming up. It is February 28th. That's a Thursday, and it's going to be in Tulsa. We are pairing with the Historic Art House Theater.
Oh, okay.
Which is one of the, the Circle Cinema, which is Tulsa's only nonprofit in mm-hmm. Art House Theater.
Yes.
We are doing a showing of Opus number 35, which is a really excellent movie, mm-hmm. and we're going to do cocktails beforehand. And Harmony Project in Tulsa is also going to be providing entertainment for us. And for anybody who doesn't know what that is, Harmony Project is a music-based after-school program that serves local at-risk children, pre-K through sixth grade, who attend Kendall Whittier Elementary. Showcasing these students, musicians, complements the collaborative spirit of the OKM mission. And they're fantastic, so we're really excited to have them.
Well, Circle Cinema is a wonderful venue for you. They are very accommodating, and like you said, they're the only nonprofit theater in the area. And whether you're going down for OKM or just wanting to see something a little bit different, something maybe you wouldn't have the opportunity to see in the commercial theaters, check out Circle Cinema.
Same goal is achieved. They're underprivileged children, mm-hmm. and we're trying to help them. And as Tulsa helps us when we do this at the West Side or at the Boys and Girls Club, it's a good way to reach some small kids. This is their K through 6, so getting them early to teach them a little bit about the arts. I'm glad that Cassie has been able to work some collaboration with them so that we in Tulsa can do things that benefit both sides. And we want to help them and expect them to want to help us.
Absolutely, and it's a good partnership, something that OKM has done nearly all of its existence as far as the No Cleft Left Behind, the opportunity of working locally with groups like the Salvation Army and others to get some instruments in the hands of kids and just basically, like you said, get some interest in music.
Yeah, and we're really excited, you know, with our new putting the U in OKM music, expanding our collaborations outside of Bartlesville is really important to us, because a lot of our patrons, while they are from Bartlesville, a lot of them are just from around Oklahoma. And, you know, it is OK music, not Bartlesville music. So we do try to incorporate other people and really branch out and show what a wonderful event we have here in Bartlesville and showcase it to the rest of Oklahoma to help entice people to come to our main concerts in the summer.
That's noticed something I've noticed over the past, I'll say, 3 to 5 years, although there's always usually been some kind of an outreach, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, typically one, maybe two concerts. But I see this outreach regionally really being emphasized the last several years.
Yeah, and we're really excited about it. Some of our, you know, best-selling concerts have been in Tulsa. There's a huge group there that just really love classical music and really just love music in general, and so we're really excited to start working with some people in Tulsa and really just expanding our programming as much as possible.
We really appreciate your help in getting that word out, because you know so much more about OKM than the average person. You're a great help to us. We really appreciate it, and we are trying to reach everybody. You mentioned Salvation Army, I mentioned Boys and Girls Club. There are even other things, and there are professional groups here that we relate with, and the same with Tulsa, and now we're reaching out to the major universities, OU, Tulsa, and OSU, and you will be seeing some of their talent appearing in all of our productions and things in years to come. So we're really excited about what's going on. We're really excited about what the message you let us put out here has done in inspiring some of our younger citizens here in Bartlesville to tell us what they want. They voted in our contest, and now they're getting ready to have to help us select entertainment. So we'll reach out to their taste.
And I'll ask the question, but I know you're not ready to announce the results, but did you get a good sampling of votes in your program?
We did. There's definitely two distinct preferences over the others, but we will be announcing that in a couple of weeks. We are really geared up for the putting the U in OKM at music, and we are really excited to get the community involved as much as possible.
Some of the things that excite me so much is that our last event here, we had a young lady come from Kansas City that a few years back was the Boys and Girls Club Person of the Year in Oklahoma, got an Allen scholarship to OSU's, graduated. Oh, she came back and worked at one of the events. Cassie Course is a student at OSU. She does this, and we have one from Arkansas.
I recognize the logo on her shirt. So
yeah, if you come to the office, we've got at least three. And it's wonderful that we're getting the young people to participate. And that's one of our goals, is to reach out and to draw in as many new citizens here as we possibly can, and see if they can't go. Some of us, like me, have been here over 30 years, and that's probably too long, and it's time to pass it on to some of the younger people. It's great to see Cassie and those I'm mentioning that come back and want to help.
Well, whether you pass it on or simply reinvent yourself and keep on doing it, I think the concept is the same. We want to continue to grow the mission.
Thank you.
Yes, we definitely do. We're trying to get the community to help us. And the next step is, after we announce who the winner is getting people to pre-fund that concert. They can make this happen by either buying tickets early for the concert or donating funds. If the financial goal is met, we will have a concert. If it is not, there's 100% money back guaranteed, and there will be no big concert this year. So our goal here is to really just get the community involved and get them what they want. We don't want to bring people in that people don't want to see and put on all this effort and work if people don't want to come. So the goal this year is to be 100% community involved and funded and run.
I can see where in the past you've tried to ride that line between having artists that are of the quality and caliber that you want to present, and at the same time say, what do you want? You know,
yes,
it's a fine line sometimes, because sometimes people will reach for the stars and ask for an act that is well outside the budget, and sometimes or the act that they want, even if it's in the budget, just not available.
Exactly, and it's hard to do, but we definitely want to do what the community wants, and we want to do it as best as possible and what they're willing to put up and offer. And so all we're asking is for donations and volunteers and just to be more collaborative and community involved.
A part of this is arts in general is stressed. So the professional side will do things 5 years ago they would not have considered.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is signing up for a concert that if their name doesn't draw the amount of money that they're asking, they know they don't get to come. And there's no hard feelings and things go on. So there is a way to try to continue, and we're trying that as best we possibly can with the help of young people like Cassie and the others.
We are talking with the Mim family, actually OK Mozart, but OK M Music, and we'll continue with our community connection on 1400 coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing our focus this morning on OKM Music, and of course we're talking about some of the events that are coming up or could be coming up. Kind of, I like the way you put it. As far as I'm going to say, the artists are signing up on spec. That it's a speculative event. They are invited, and it's a tentative agreement based on funding. So vote with your dollars.
Yes, please do. And I want to give a huge thank you to everybody who participated in our contest this last December. We did see a lot of people in the community come forward and put out their opinion. Now we just need them to put their money where their mouth is. We're still going to have lots of concerts and fun things, but the big concert that we're trying to do is going to be exclusively crowdfunded. So don't worry that if we don't have the big concert, we're not going to just have nothing. We are going to have still a long week of things going on, but the big concert is what we're really trying to get our community to come into, and not just monetarily. We understand that not everybody can provide, but we always need volunteers. We have numerous committees. We have numerous events. We have lots of programs and event planning, and it's always free to be an ambassador. You can always just give us a good word, suggest us to your friends, and anything helps.
Well, I know you had a good turnout for your Chris Kendall Market, and weather did all kinds of things to it. The forecast said rain, snow, sleet, something coming from the sky, and as it turned out, maybe not so much.
Everywhere around us, it affected us. We lost a few vendors, but we had a pretty good community turnout, so we were pleased with that. It's always better to have it downtown where you get that foot traffic, but We really appreciate all the people that came out to Mary Martha's, and we had a good time.
Stuck with it. We sure did.
We had some amazing performances, yeah, and stuff.
And like Cassie's saying, what we really need is the community volunteer. So we're looking for you, the you that we put in OKM Music. We'd like to see you and get you on board. And we have, as Cassie said, endless things. You can serve on board committees. You can serve on anything you want. You can be a volunteer. My dentist is a security volunteer. Oh, he also does set building for CMT. So, mm-hmm. You know, we see a lot of our community friends, the people that we work with and use their businesses, and it's a good way for us all to get together. But we're certainly looking for people that want to help, and we're available to talk to you at any time about what you would like to do. And we'll show you the opportunities that we have that you might be interested in. So please give us a chance to do that. We would love to have you on the team.
I know we mentioned the mission to youth, and I believe it was last year or maybe 2 years ago you developed a partnership with either Boys and Girls Club and Salvation Army with your youth conservatory, really trying to with a concerted effort to build next century's audience, so to speak.
Yes. Every summer we bring one of our acts to the Boys and Girls Club in hopes just that their story and their performances will just, you know, spark 1 to 5 children. We took Sons of Serendip there last summer, and we had 6 or 7 children come up to their mentors and say, I want to learn how to play an instrument. And that's our goal. I mean, even just one child, inspiring them to get into music after seeing a performance. That's why we're here.
We want to open that event to the West Side Club and also to Salvation Army. We have a transportation problem because these are little kids, so
right.
We have to be careful. But there are people in the community talking about ways that we can do that, and we certainly want to try, because it is very impressive to see the performers interact. And the Boys and Girls Club, new indoor gym facility, gives you a place where the little ones can sit on the floor and the bigger ones can sit on chairs, and the performers can mingle with them. And so it has worked out fantastic as the violin program at Salvation Army continues to be. So as we can pull all these things together and do it as a team, we'll reach more kids. That's our objective.
Well, if somebody would like to help out, you've mentioned a number of ways, but probably either a phone call or a email from a contact us on your website would be among the better ways, I assume.
Yes, that would Absolutely. Be. We welcome anyone to stop by at our office at 415 Southeast Dewey. You can give us a call at 918-336-9900, or you can send us an email at hello@okmozart.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and I'm excited about what 2019 will hold, whatever the vote is and however it gets funded. But it's going to be good.
We are too. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you very much. That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1 on this Monday morning. Quick check of the forecast. Sunshine today with a high temperature around 68. It is 57 at 1400 K1. And news on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. It's 5 before 9.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Authorities in Cache.